Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, a scientific report published yesterday by the Food Safety Authority of Ireland offers updated national recommendations to enhance older people's nutritional well-being with the ultimate aim of improving health in later life. Now, for more on this, I'm glad to be joined by Dr. Mary Flynn. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Sam. I'm delighted to be talking to you this morning.
And delighted to have you on air as well, Mary. Thank you so much. And it's perfect timing, really, for this, because now we know that over 65's the fastest growing age group in Ireland.
Yes, from the 2011 census to the 2016 census, 19% more over 65-year-olds are living in Ireland. And it's ongoing, like it's rapidly increasing, so that by 2050, it's estimated that we'll have 1.6 million people over the age of 65 in Ireland. But in case some of your listeners there are a little bit upset because they're at 65 or just over it and they're thinking, I don't feel like an older adult. Well, part of that is that we're healthier and fitter and more active than we've ever been. And age doesn't really define us, as an older population. Age is just a number, because we know that some 75-year-olds are fitter and healthier than adults in their 50s.
Of course, it's a very diverse group, Mary,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends what life throws at you, your genetic makeup and what you've met along the road, what stressed your body. So living longer means, obviously, we've got a growing number of older adults in Ireland who are dependent on home help, you know, to live independently, or a growing number on residential care. And also, we're living now with chronic conditions and diseases like heart disease, diabetes and cancer. They all get worse. They're diseases of aging, but we're living with them rather than dying from them. So it means many more older adults in our population are on a wide range of medications, and these medications can interfere with nutrients. And all of these chronic conditions and diseases of aging all have a nutritional basis. So for those of you who are younger who are listening, get ready now. You're preparing now for a healthy old age.
Yeah.
Don't leave it too late.
And of all the, and we'll speak about a lot that has emerged from, but of all the indications, I suppose, from the research, it's the strong tea that that has grabbed national headlines, Mary. Strong tea should only be consumed between meals.
Yes, actually, we're a bit surprised. Because we've known this for some time. Tea has tannins in it, and the stronger the tea, the more tannins that are present. And they kind of form a compound with iron and zinc. And these are two minerals that we need to feel good, work well physically, but also work well cognitively, especially with iron. So having tea with your dinner, where generally your iron foods are, like your meat, or even your vegetables, means that you won't get the iron and zinc that you could get if you left the tea till between the meals.
Right.
So, but, you know, you could have a little bit of orange juice with your main meal, and that'll help you absorb iron. That actually enhances the absorption of iron. So it's all in the report. And, you know, people don't be afraid of tea. Like, there's very good aspects of tea. Full of phenolic compounds that may help protect us, you know, against them.
Of course, but we all love tea so much. But were you surprised that that's what was taken from the report and making headlines?
I really was, because there's the biggest factor of aging is how it affects our body composition. Like, as we get older, our muscle mass naturally goes down, and it's replaced by fat tissue. So it means our body composition gets more fat, less lean tissue. And, you know, even if our weight doesn't change, becoming more fat inside means, you know, you'll have more of a risk of heart disease and conditions like that. But also, you'll be more prone to fall. And a fall in an older person is really catastrophic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and so to keep your muscle mass and to stave off the effects of it diminishing over time, physical activity and diet are absolutely critical. So this report talks about this in terms of good quality protein foods. And everyone in Ireland knows those foods, like our meat or fish or chicken or eggs or dairy foods, and our beans, peas and lentils, perhaps to a lesser extent, but they're still good. So to have those as an older adult at two of your meals is really important. Sometimes, you know, Fran, people get depressed if they've lost a partner and they just sit and have maybe a bread and spread meal.
Yeah.
And that's a disaster in an older person. Like, have a proper dinner and have a proper tea or lunch, whatever it is, with a decent amount of protein. And along with that, be as physically active as you can. Like, obviously that goes down with age. But if you're physically active every day, it sensitizes your muscles so that the protein you're eating gets built into muscle tissue. So there are two of the biggest issues, really, with aging.
Yeah, I see. Since COVID has foisted itself upon us, we've been speaking quite a bit about vitamin D. And again, that emerges from the research as being vitally important, particularly to older people, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Mm. As you age, like, we get vitamin D. It's a funny kind of vitamin, whatever you say, because it's probably more accurately described as a hormone.
Yes, yeah.
If you get exposed to sunlight, the UV lights that we get in Ireland only between March and the beginning or end of October, that UV light can stimulate your body to make vitamin D. So usually we talk about a vitamin as the body can't make it, but vitamin D is a bit unusual. So older adults are at far greater risk of deficiency of vitamin D than any other age group, because they live inside quite a lot, even during the summer. And the other thing is that as we get older, our skin becomes less efficient at making vitamin D from the sunlight. And then our diet, there's very poor natural sources of vitamin D, maybe only oily fish. So fortified foods like fortified ready-to-eat breakfast cereals, milk that has vitamin D added, is a great thing for all of us to take, but particularly older adults. So, and overall, older adults do need a supplement. And the Department of Health looked at all the information we put in and came up with the target of 15 micrograms. So that's written as 15 UG. It's like UG.
Yes.
15 UG. So that's the supplement that you should take all year round. Now, in relation to COVID, of course, the year 2020 has really been defined by COVID-19. Yeah. And we're all concerned about the most vulnerable group to the infection, which, of course, are our older adult population. So with all the tremendous research that's going on and considerable breakthroughs, like, we never thought we'd have as many vaccines. We never even thought we'd have one. But certainly nutrition has come under the scrutiny, because there are many nutrients that are that boost immune function. And if you're deficient in them, your immune function will go down. So certainly vitamin D is one of them, vitamin C, even our protein. But there isn't enough scientific evidence as yet to really establish a link between COVID-19 and vitamin D in terms of vulnerability. But because so many older adults in Ireland are deficient in vitamin D, and because it affects your immune function, for any infection, you have a better chance of fighting it off if your immune function is as good as it can be. So that's why the vitamin D, we would certainly support people addressing that. And we've other there's other aspects of the report, a strong recommendation to assess anybody who looks underweight, you know, in older age or frail, because intervening on nutrition will boost their immune function. And when they're frail and underweight, they are immunocompromised. They just won't be able to fight off infections quite as well.
Right. The other thing that we've discussed on the programme recently is dementia. And of course, as our population ages, you know, naturally enough, we will have more of that. From a food point of view, Mary, is there anything you would recommend in terms of looking after our brains?
Oh, yes. We actually, there's very exciting research in the area of B vitamins. So the B vitamins are many. Folate is one, for example, folic acid. B12, a very important vitamin, because as we get older, we can become develop a condition called pernicious anemia, where we lose the ability to absorb B12. And that definitely has a neurological adverse effect. So now we have a good store of B12. So generally, what's recommended in this report is that there should be an annual assessment of all people over the age of 65, just a blood test to check their B12 levels, because it's very simple to replenish that. Generally, it's given as an injection. But other B vitamins like B6, riboflavin, B2, that used to be destroyed when you left your milk on the doorstep, when we used to have milk delivered in bottles. Yeah. But anyway, B2, B6, all of those are implicated as well in maintaining cognitive function. So your best source as a food is your fortified, ready-to-eat breakfast cereal. And I know porridge is wonderful. I'm a big fan of porridge in terms of the fibre it produces, but it doesn't have added vitamins. So maybe, you know, it's a good idea to have some ready-to-eat, fortified, fibre-rich breakfast cereals.
And that would be what?
Well, for example, any of the flaked cereals. I don't want to particularly name any brand, but most of the, say, brand flaky kind of, or Weetabix even now, some of them are fortified. So just to check those. Also, milks are being fortified. Mm. It's a really good idea because it'll have the vitamin D added as well as B vitamins. So that's a good idea. Now, B12, it's a difficult one to get through fortification because you need something is we call intrinsic factor. And some of the medications that people are on, like gastric acid suppression medications, like protein pump inhibitors, H2 and antagonists, they will actually deplete your body of this critical intrinsic factor, which is necessary for us to absorb B12. So that's why the rigorous, the test every year is very important. And, you know, then you can address that through through your GP.
Fascinating information, Mary. If somebody wants to have a look at the report itself, I presume they can do so online, can they?
Definitely. FSAI, Food Safety Authority Ireland.ie. So maybe you'd put a link on your website, Fran.
We will, of course. We would be happy to do so. Mary, thank you so much for your time today. Really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you, Fran.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye. Dr. Mary Flynn there. Chief Specialist Public Health Nutrition, speak to us there about that report from the Food Safety Authority, 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry,
in association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.